The Paonia Police Department has purchased a drone that will be used to look for illegal marijuana grow operations. According to Paonia Police Chief Neil Ferguson, the department applied for state funding from the Colorado Department of Local Affairs Gray and Black Marijuana Enforcement Grant Program, which paid for the drone purchase. Chief Ferguson spoke with KVNF News in his office on Monday to talk about it.
Well, we applied for a marijuana gray and black grant. They have the gray and black market grant that comes out every year, and we applied for it, and we were able to get $6,100 for the enforcement of illegal marijuana grows throughout our town. So with that, we were able to purchase a drone and use it for marijuana purposes to fly overhead and look for illegal grows. We're not concerned with legal grows, you know, as long as they're doing it legally. We're not concerned with it. We're concerned with the ones that aren't following the rules.
At a time when police departments across Delta County are asking for a 1% sales tax increase to fund police services, a drone might seem like an unnecessary high-cost item. But when the Paonia Police Department acquired the grant, it was for marijuana enforcement only. Rather than lose the funding, the department chose to purchase the drone.
Unfortunately, this money was only earmarked for the enforcement of marijuana through the state, so we could only use the funding that we got for the enforcement of illegal marijuana grows, is basically what it's for, to combat those illegal grows that are going around, and we couldn't use it for any manpower or anything. This upcoming one that we've applied for will carry us until next June, and we can use for overtime for officers to go out and fly the drone, and then they can get some overtime that's paid through the gray and black fund.
A Paonia police officer will receive special training later this summer in order to become licensed as a qualified drone pilot. One anticipated problem is the fact that it is very hard to tell the difference between hemp and cannabis from the air. Ferguson stressed that the drone's purpose is to locate large-scale, multi-plant marijuana operations. He also said he does not anticipate any major changes in local marijuana enforcement procedures.
Generally, people are really good around here. If we see it now, we'll go and knock on the door and they'll let us in and tell us, you know, if it's marijuana, let them know. We give them plenty of ample opportunity to fix the problem if there is a problem. We don't slam them with tickets right away. We'll give them 10 days. If they need a little bit longer, then we'll give them a little bit longer to take care of what needs to be taken care of. So this isn't just a, you know, fly over, see it, and enforce it. You know, we're still going to give the same allowance on time and everything as well, because hemp is hard to tell from marijuana.
The drone is on order, but hasn't arrived in Paonia. Ferguson said he hopes to have an officer licensed and using the drone by September. I'm Eric Gould for KVNF News.